Sierra. How can I help you?
Hi, Sierra.
Hi, Sierra. I was just talking to Alyssa. I'm sorry. I did see you. I missed call.
I'm really frustrated because they're rejecting my job, and they're causing my job, and now they're talking about replacing me. I told them, stop telling me at the last notice. It's not fair to me. It's really not.
I don't understand what you're saying. So who your job? I don't know what.
I don't like telling people my personal business here because it's really nobody's business.
I agree. Yeah.
Like people don't understand that I'm in a group home, so people don't understand certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control. I can't tell them y'all can't keep doing this to me. Every job I go to, keep respecting my job. It's not fair to me.
Who's making you appointments this late? Who's telling you have to go to an appointment today?
At 11:30. I just got this notice at last night.
It's like a caseworker.
Yes, I asked her. I kept asking it. I said, you said I don't have no more appointments for this month. You said no, and now that I get a text last night, y'all saying this now.
Did you tell them that it's putting your job at risk?
Yeah, no, I didn't yet. It's not fair, man. It's really not. I hate it.
All right. Sierra, I'm sorry. You know, unfortunately, there's nothing, I mean, the staffing situation is not up to us. It's really consumer based. So it does, like, I had someone who needed the day off yesterday because a family member had a stroke, and the person that I sent over to temp, they decided they wanted to keep her. So I had to release him from the case simply because of that. And I feel terrible because I know it's out of his control and I know it's out of your control. I understand that, Sierra, but unfortunately it is a consumer-based program, consumer-led. So if they just, I mean, there doesn't even need to be a reason. If they say, I want a new caregiver, then we just have to follow what they say. So Sierra, take a breath. Okay. Let me,
this person's not, don't understand my situation, Sierra. I don't like, because we're not allowed to tell clients or certain, you know, we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell that person that because we're not really supposed to be talking about that.
Right.
Right?
Right. But, Sierra, the only thing I could tell you is that I'm going to try to get someone over to him today because I know that he cannot be left alone and he has an 11 o'clock appointment.
Yeah, and I told him, his appointments, they acting like they don't know.
Sierra, I'm sorry. I really am. But, again, I mean, there's nothing that I can do to stop any of this. So, are you able to get to him after your appointment?
I already discussed it to him.
Uh-huh.
And Alyssa already discussed it to him.
Okay.
It's like, I can't explain to somebody that doesn't understand,
I know, Sierra. The only thing I could tell you is give me a call when you get home, and I'll see if there's any other cases available for you, and that way, you know, maybe there'll be more flexibility because there's not as strong a need to make sure somebody's there with them. You know what I mean? So give me a call back after your appointment, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
All right.
I don't hold it against you, but again, there's nothing that I can do because if this is his choice, then I have to go with what he tells me to do. All right. So just give me a call when you get home, and we'll talk about it. All right.
Okay.
All right, Sierra. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Right.
Take a breath. Try to calm down, okay? I'm sorry.
I don't like some of the people that it's embarrassing. Like,
I know.
People don't understand how group homes operate. Like, and this is the part of why I don't like having jobs, because people don't understand.
Yeah, I don't. I, I mean, honestly, I don't know how it works either, but I'm not doubting that it's not, it's, I mean, I believe it is out of your control, and I know that I feel terrible that it's being held against you like this, but this is the nature of what we do, unfortunately. So, again, just give me a call when you're done with your appointment today, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sierra, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.